Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on. And see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is a lie.
Y'all say what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
So the truth made me free. So I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here, yeah. And I'm gonna praise him every day. Hey, y'all say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is a lie.
What the Lord has is for me.
Right
here, y'all say. And the truth made me free. And the truth that made me free. Yeah. This is how the Lord gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. You got it, Joe. Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth that made me set free. Here we go. Listen.
Family too. Real Talk with Pastor E. We're here live, excited. Now, what a better way to start any broadcast off but to speak a word of truth that I am free and I am free indeed. Yes, we thank you for joining us for our Real Talk discussions, for our dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, and operational efficiency and loyalty to God. Yes, we're fully devoted to Jesus, and we believe this, that the door of salvation is always open to those that search the truth. And yes, our ministry demonstrates that God's love and his concern for me is the same concern he has for you. And he'll open up the same opportunities when you walk according to his son and the footsteps that have been ordered by God. Yes, to reach the lost and the unsaved. Thank you. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. We're excited this morning. This is a dynamic broadcast. As you know, we always come with different varieties of discussions, but it all gets down to the main point of being real and being real in God. I want to bring back and reintroduce and present to most a real good friend of mine. Never met in person, but it seemed like she's my sister. I'm talking locked in. Evangelist Lynette Ewell Patterson, residing now out of Las Vegas, Nevada. She is the CEO and founder of The Voice Speaks, which is a radio talk show, and Man Up Awards. Man Up, she has a Man Up movement also along with that. We want to bring her on now. Welcome this morning, woman of God, evangelist. Well, Lynette, what's up? How you doing?
Hello. Hi.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There she goes. Okay.
I'm here. I'm here, my brother. I ain't going nowhere. I'm in the family now. I'm close to you. I'm close to you.
You like can't shake it up.
Nah. We in this thing now. How you
Amen.
Doing?
I'm blessed. Always excited for the opportunity to continue to connect with like-minded believers as yourself, that we can partner up to not seeing so much our vision, but God's vision. That's what fires me up.
Yes, that's it. Same here.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity to say hello to our listeners. Introduce yourself. I don't do bios and all that. I'd rather
No need to.
Everything is better coming from that person. So
I just want to talk. Look, I just want to talk about the goodness of Jesus. I haven't did anything, so don't waste time, you know, talking about me. I don't need an introduction. I want my work to speak for me. Let my work introduce me.
Amen. Well, we're here for an exciting time. We're on countdown time. We're actually six days away from the first. I mean, this is the first annual.
That's it.
And I like that annual. That means it's coming back.
There you go. Be ready next year. Be ready this time next year. It's going to happen
all over again,
but greater.
That's right. And this is the first annual Voice and Man Up Awards, and it is hosted by none other truly than yourself and many others of us that you have invited to come on board for many, many, many tasks. But tell us what the Voice and Man Up Awards is all about.
Well, the concept behind the Voice Awards is that we go into different cities and we feature individuals such as yourself and so many other individuals who are doing some awesome things. And you're not doing it to get the recognition of fortune and fame, but you're doing it so that you can impact lives. You know, and that's what it's all about. You're the voice that speaks volumes. But you may be an unheard voice because maybe you don't have that big name, you know, so to speak, or you don't have you're not that millionaire, you know, so to speak, but you're doing some awesome things in the community, and not just in the community, but abroad. Even what you're doing now with your talk show, it's not just serving L.A., but it's serving abroad, worldwide. So you're reaching, you know, souls all over. You're making an impact. And the Man Up Award is a platform to feature our brothers, to let the world know that not every black man is standing on the street corner. Not every black man is locked up behind bars. We have some men, some brothers, and I'm not excluding, you know, all races, but right now we see the situation that we have with our own. So I just want to highlight, showcase my brothers. I love my brothers. I have 11 brothers, Pastor, and I love them, and I've seen their struggles. I have two sons. I have a grandson. And it really hurts my heart when I think about them maybe not being able to ever reach their destiny because of the odds that are against them. So while I have an opportunity, and I believe in giving an individual their flowers while they live, I don't want to wait until you're dead and then I'm standing over your casket. No, so June 6th, June 2nd, my brother. I'll be celebrating you. I'll be celebrating some other, you know, brothers who have done, you know, have done some awesome things. There's Alonzo Williams right there in the city of L.A. who have done some wonderful things in the hip-hop industry, you know, helping those who may not have had an opportunity, you know, with that gift of rap or hip-hop and, you know, so many others. So that's what June 6th is all about. I could go on and on and on because you got me. I'm crunk right now. I'm fired up. I'm excited.
Oh, well, it's time. Hey, look, it's time for all of us to get fired up. I'm excited that you asked us to all do a video segment. And I want to put that out there. If you guys haven't done it, let's get on and do a live Facebook ad on the event page.
There you go.
And that would definitely let people hear where you're at. It's not too late to get there. It's in Las Vegas.
It's not.
It's on June 2nd. That's next Friday. It's going to be held at the Texas Station Dallas Ballroom, which is 2101 Texas Star Lane, Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster by calling 1-800-745-3000. Again, Ticketmaster, 1-800-745-3000. We'll mention that information again. We want to see you out there. And I know for a lot of people that live in California, some in the Inland Empire, that's 2.5 hours. And some of us that live in Los Angeles, that's about 3 hours and about 45 minutes. So we can make a sacrifice to come up and support this.
There you go.
This annual event. I know you're talking about
there
New York next and moving this thing around.
New
so
Orleans.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We're going to take it worldwide. It's a movement, brother. It's a movement.
Amen. Well, a movement takes those to push the movement. So come on, help us push the movement. Amen. I see another one of the attendees and honorees, Brother Anthony Kennebrew. I want to bring him live right now. Good morning, Anthony. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Blessed.
That's it.
Well, Annette, I'm gonna let you take it at this point. Any other guests that have been invited? I need you to go ahead and dial one. I don't see any of the registering numbers on board yet, but as they come on, I'll keep them. I want to let you take this opportunity to talk with Anthony and the other guests who you nominated for a particular award. So you can even call my name in there and interview me.
Okay. Sparkle, are you on the line, Sparkle?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yes, well, we have Sparkle, and she is from the L.A. area, and she's going to be recipient of the Divorce Award. You want to go ahead and say hello to the people this morning, Ms. Sparkle?
Hi, everybody. Hello,
good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Sparkle. I am a spoken word artist. And, well, first of all, let me just say this. The reality is I'm learning to really understand who I am, and really I am just a vessel. And that is the most important thing that I feel like I have to always start off by saying, is that I'm just a vessel from God, and He's just really utilizing me, and He's using me as a spoken word artist. He's using me as a radio personality. He's using me as a motivational speaker. He's using me as an artist development. So I'm just watching how He continues to just pour into me what He wants me to pour out. So that's who I am.
That's awesome. And you're sparkling. You are truly sparkling.
Thank you.
And you are making an impact. So are there anybody in the California area that you want to give a shout out to this morning and invite them to come and celebrate with you on this special occasion?
I've been hitting everybody up for the last 2 days. I know that my best friend, Kimo, who's a shop owner in Sherman Oaks, her and her husband are trying to make their way. I have a godmother in L.A. that actually sits on the board of the Baldwin Hills area, and she's trying to make it. I have some people in San Bernardino that are trying to come. So I most definitely am really putting feelers out. Even some of my personal friends are trying to adjust their schedule to come. And it's so rewarding because people know my story. They know what I've gone through. They know that, you know, I've always done certain things, but I've never gotten to that space. I've never crossed over. And this is the first time in my life where I see that I'm crossing over. And I understand that I'm going to a different level because I finally submitted and just let God have His way.
There
and
you
so
go.
There's most definitely a difference. a big difference. So I'm really excited about Friday. Haven't received an award since I was in junior high school, so this is, like, really, really exciting for me. And I'm honored. I'm truly honored that that someone like yourself has been able to see through me and see how God has been using me and be willing to celebrate that. And so it's kind of bittersweet because no one celebrates me. And so I'm just truly overwhelmed with joy and excitement.
Well, I think, Pastor, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel that we as a people, we really don't celebrate each other enough.
That's right. We don't. Now, Sparkle, I want to ask you, what is your social media connections? I want to get connected with you, and I'm asking everybody to start blasting this event on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing. We got two events on Facebook. We need everybody to get involved. Let's start liking each other, becoming each other's friends. But how can we reach you on social media, Sparkle?
Okay, so my co-host is the one that kind of holds our social media thing down, but I can be found on two spaces on Instagram. My personal one is My Shine, My Grind. My Shine, S-H-I-N-E, My Grind, G-R-I-N-D. And then we have our radio platform, which is called Spit Fire Cafe, which Spit is S-P-I-T, Fire is F. Y-A, which stands for Flow Your Awesome Cafe, C-A-F-E. And I can be found the same exact way on Facebook, the Spitfire Cafe and My Shine, My Grind. And then there's one more. It's Sparkle.
Okay, can you spell the cafe one again?
Okay, it's Spit, S-P-I-T, Fire, F-Y-A, Cafe, C-A-F-E.
Awesome.
And that's on Instagram as well as Twitter as well as Facebook.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now go ahead. Now you can take it from here.
I know, right? And then my main page on Facebook is Sparkle, S-P-A-R-K-L-E, and then it's S-B-F. UG Project, which stands for Shine Before You Grind Project. SDFUG Project. So you can find me at all those spaces.
Amen. Oh no, look. That's how social media is. You need all those links to get involved in that. I'm excited to link with you. Link. I'm just looking for a major networking party. In Las Vegas that we can really get connected.
Yeah.
I'm here in the Los Angeles area. We are in that grind, in the street grinds, Compton, Los Angeles, the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking for like-minded believers that want to come out and share their gifts. So I'm really excited for Friday.
Well, I'm in the sharing gift business, so you most definitely have the right one on your team because I believe that that's what our gifts are used for. And I believe that when you stay focused on your gifts and your talents and you stay in that lane, then everything else that is meant for you, it happens for you. It's flawless. It's like you don't have to be worried about everything because it just naturally comes. And I am a firm believer because I'm walking in it. I am truly walking in it today on Saturday morning at 9:30, 9 o'clock. So it's not something that someone has told me. It's not something that somebody wrote to me or texted me. It's my everyday life because when I made this move to Vegas, it was because I heard him say, I heard him so loud and clear. Like when you read stories in the Bible and they say that they heard God, like, you know, you read it, you're like, yeah, okay, you heard God. But no, I heard him when I was walking down the stairs in my little townhouse in Studio City. I was walking down the stairs, and I heard him say loud and clear, I want you to give everything back and move to Vegas. And if you do that, I got you.
Oh.
And I remember I stopped, like, who did that? Like, wait a minute, who was that? Oh, no, give everything back. Wait a minute. And when I knew that it was him telling me to make that move because I was so caught up in so much toxic, but yet I was also caught up in a breakthrough of moving over, at that moment is when he told me, this is where you will begin to grow differently. And I had to pay attention, and I had to be obedient. Only thing I had to kind of argue with him about was giving my car back because I just paid on it for 2 years. But even with that, I finally stopped arguing and gave my car back.
And yeah, you celebrated, didn't he?
He gave me, let me tell you, I'm going to tell the story really quick, right? So in L.A., I had a white Mercedes-Benz truck, and everyone, I called her Snow White, right? And I had been paying on it for 2 years, and so I felt accomplished. And when he told me to give everything back, I was like, really, Dad? I'll give everything up, but you're really going to make me give up Snow White? And I did it. I came out here, and I was in a rental car for 2 months. And I kept saying, Dad, I can't keep doing this rental car game. And one of my friends, this so happened, had a car that he said he would talk to the people for me to take over because he had too many cars. And so I said, all right, cool. So I didn't even look at the car, didn't care. I just knew it was going to be less than $1,000 a month. I went to this man's house, and he pulled the car out the garage, and it was a black BMW SUV.
That's how he does, isn't it, brother?
And that's Black Beauty. Y'all call her Black Beauty. But
he gives you double for your trouble.
Exactly. And I use that story not to talk about materialistic things. I utilize that story to show that when you are obedient and you throw away materialistic things, then that's showing that you truly have faith and you trust him. And if you have faith and you trust him on materialistic things, then he'll always give you materialistic things because they're useless. And so when people are like, oh, you're driving this type of car, I'm like, it don't matter. It's the fact that I'm in a car. It's the fact that I stayed obedient, and he knew that that was what I struggled with. And because I stepped out on faith and gave that away, he blessed me, and that's how I see it. So that's my little story.
I see it right along with you.
So, Pastor, she's the voice that speaks volume, Pastor. She has a testimony. So she is the voice that speaks volume.
Yes. Oh, we're in total agreement. Pastor, I'm sitting there just giggling. This is awesome.
So now I want to interview my brother. We met about how many months ago, Pastor?
I can't even remember.
Via Facebook, right? Via Facebook.
Via Facebook. It was through Facebook. I think one of my invitations, you came on and listened, and then I ended up interviewing you, and then from there it just exploded. I think that was in 2016, around October.
Yeah, it was 2016.
You guys met on Facebook?
Met on Facebook.
Wow.
Isn't it amazing
how social media has built some of the most strongest platform of friendships and working relationships from people that you don't even know from Facebook? That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
I'll say
it
that.
Is.
When you dedicate Facebook to God and to the things that he's put before you to share, people are drawn to that, and it connects us, like, you know, connect people together. It's amazing me how many views I get on these live videos, but it's because the our pages are formed to please God and the people of God. So
it's
opening up. So I can't tell you how many relationships that have been covenanted through this network and through social media.
Well,
go
I
ahead.
Know,
go ahead.
Know,
what was your question?
I'm sorry. I was going to say, you know how it's the pure epitome of how things are made that are so toxic, how God can still utilize it to get his glory. And
yes,
I see that so much on so many testimonies and so many different platforms like this that is on Facebook, outside of all the negative stuff and all the toxic things that's on Facebook. Like, there's nothing that you can create that God's not going to get the glory out of in some kind of way. So I'm
well, you know, the Bible says all things were created by
all
him,
things,
through him, and for his good pleasure.
Yep.
See, that's why I look at social media. It's like, it don't matter who, what they're doing with it. Let's take it back. Let's storm. Let's overtake it and make it back to the originality of what it was to please God. Anything could be taken back because everything was created by him.
Anthony, is Sir Anthony still on the call, Pastor?
Yes, he is. I think he was having a conversation offline, but I'm bringing him back. Good morning, Anthony. How are you, my brother?
I'm extremely blessed, highly favored, and prosperous.
and all that, and all that with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Well, Sir Anthony, just go ahead and introduce yourself, and then and just let everybody know what you will be doing at this awesome event, this epic event, this mega event, this one of a kind event.
Yes, this is extravaganza. Basically, my name is Anthony.
There you
Kinnebrew,
go.
And I am the production stage manager. I'm going to execute Ms. Patterson's vision for this show. We're going to rock these two shows, the Voice Awards and the Man Up Awards, and it's going to be special. It's going to be regal, raw, and grand.
That's it.
And I'm going to do what I do, what the Holy Spirit works through me, what I do. I just did a show two nights ago. She's aware of it, and I'm going to just do a repeat, and it's going to be successful.
That's it, and God will get the glory.
God will get all the glory, because basically he blessed me with all my skills and abilities to execute what I do. I love working with talent. I really love working with talent and being creative and executing the vision of my writer, producer, director.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we give a shout-out to you. You are truly the voice that speaks volume, and you have worked on some awesome productions prior to this. Will you just, you know, maybe just give us a couple, and then you just finished the play, right?
You did a tour with the play. In respect, in due respect, it's called The Penis Monologues, and by Karen Roberson. It's phenomenal. It's like The Vagina Monologues, but it's better, and it's going to
You just did one with was that Mama's Boy?
Oh, no, I did Mama's Boy. Yes, that was with Robin Givens and Nephew Tommy, Shirley Murdoch, Jack K. Harry, Tony Grant. Phenomenal. Little G, Christopher Bolton. Great. Phenomenal. We're returning in the fall, and that's going to be wonderful. I just did the Celestial Award the other night. So God is blessing me greatly.
And then you've also worked on a few of Tyler Perry's productions.
Yes,
in the
Why Did I Get Married with Kelly Price? That was phenomenal. We went out on that a few years ago. I worked with David Talbert on a few of his plays. Love in the Nick of Time with Morris Chestnut. I worked for BET for like 8 years on various shows there. I've done the Soul Train Awards years ago when Don Cornelius was heading it for 10 years. So I've been kind of out there being blessed. And I just did, for the last 2 years, the NAACP Image Awards Red Carpet. So I'm constantly just being blessed wherever God blesses me. I do fashion shows, award shows, plays, concerts. I went to Africa a few years ago working with people like Diana Ross, Beyonce, Rod Stewart, just various people. And Tobago.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And now you're working with Lynette Ewell Patterson. Isn't that something?
Oh, yes, yes. And I'm trying to be on that. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm working with her, and I'm looking. I already told you where I want to go. We have to do our show in Hawaii. We have to do it in Hawaii.
We have it on the calendar. We're going to do a tour. Pastor, we're going to do a Voice and Man Up Award tour.
Okay.
We're going to take it from city to city. Yes, we're going to
take,
because you know what we're doing? With this platform, you know, we're really just giving God an opportunity to be glorified. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, through the gifts and the talents of those who are involved, you know, we're just letting the world know that, hey, you know what? Our Creator still lives. You know, He's still yet alive, and that's what it's all about. You know, I can't do anything and not acknowledge Him. I cannot.
Exactly, and He lives through us, so we can shine. We can be extravagant. We can be grand, I love it because we can change the culture of how people look at, especially people of color, and especially in our country right now, that we need more shining, and we need more uplifting, and our network is built off
more
of
unity.
Telling somebody else
and
that God
unity.
Can do better for you than He can me, and encouraging you to get up and encourage yourself and become your own cheerleader today to say, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. You know, and I want to put this in there because I just taught this yesterday, That's one of the favorite scriptures that is quoted throughout the world. And most people think that is something physical. But as you see, Paul taught us that it's not what you can do on the outside, it's what you can endure for God. And no matter being good, hungry or being good fed, being good broke, being good with or without. And that's what doing all things with Jesus Christ strengthened in me, is that I can do all things. Come on, come against me. I'm going to stand because of the strength of God. And this is the encouragement our men need to hear, is that they can go through. They can withstand. But come
because
out on the other end saying,
they matter.
Yes, they do. They matter. Major matter. Just as well as we all matter. But I think we talked about this earlier, is how you call me a pioneer of one of those that got away from the structure of family and the structure of building households and being accountable to people. We're taking it back now. And that's what Man Up is it represents for us, is that we're manning up now. We're taking personal responsibility to stand up and do what God has called us to.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, you know what? We have Shante, Queen G. Are you on the line? Queen G. Pastor.
What's her number?
She's calling from. I'm not sure what number she's calling from, but she told me she was on the line.
Area code 323, last four 9137. You're live on Real Talk. Is this Queen G?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good morning.
I see the smile. I see the smile. I see the smile.
Good morning.
Good morning, Queen.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Well, go ahead and introduce yourself, Queen. You know everybody over there in Watson and Crenshaw and South Central LA. Go ahead and give a shout out to the people this morning.
Good morning. My name is Queen G. That is my radio personality name. I'm a radio personality, talk show host, and I also grew up in Watts. Been doing a lot of different things. I've been in the entertainment industry for a little bit over 20 years now, doing different things. Been behind the scenes in the business, which, you know, that includes talent management, casting. I cast projects like, you know, pilot, TV film, sitcoms, all kind of stuff. I'm not used to giving my resume on the line, y'all. That's why I'm stalling.
That's all
but,
right. That's
yeah,
all right.
But today what I'm working on and doing is I have a radio show here in the city of Las Vegas called the Queen G and Friends Radio Show. I also have a talk show called the Queen G Live Experience. And I just added a daily blog, which is called the Queen G Green Room. And we sit down. I'm not going to say it's a Diane Sawyer style of interview in the green room, where we go a little deeper. We spend like 40-something minutes to an hour or so with the subject, and kind of go in depth about their career and talk to them in detail. So these are some of the current things I'm working on. I also am a team member with Miss Lynette Patterson for the Voice Award. We've been working together probably for the last 5 or 6 months.
We met Queen D via Facebook. Through someone else through Facebook.
Yes, we met through Kenyon Glover, who is the host of the Voice Awards. We met through him, and he connected us, and we basically got on the phone and talked to each other, and we hit it off from jump. Like, this is an amazing lady. She told me her vision of what she was working on and doing, and I just basically got behind the vision and backed her. And I know that this is God's work. This is God led us to each other, put it like that. I'm so thankful for her and that we were able to cross paths.
It's awesome. So go ahead and Pastor wants your Facebook information, your Instagram, Twitter, info, and all of that.
Okay, on Facebook, you can find me on the Queen G Green Room, and that's G as in Gibson Green Room. Also, I'm on there under Queen G and Friends Radio. My Instagram is Gibson Shanta, which is the backwards spelling of my name, and that's one combo, Gibson Shanta. I'm also Shanta Gibson on Facebook as well. That's my main page. I guess you can call that my personal page. I got so many pages, Ms. Patterson, so I wouldn't take your time up with giving you all of them. But definitely go on to the Queen G Green Room, Queen G and Friends Radio. Those are the two main ones that I kind of use. And utilize every single day. So, yeah.
You got it, Pastor?
Oh, yeah, we're good. Yes, no, we're fine.
Okay.
I'm just trying to connect.
But yeah, from day one, Ms. Patterson, you have been amazing. Like, you told me your vision, and I began to just go kind of into my black book and add all these recipients. I'm like, hey, this will be a great recipient. Remember that? Remember in the beginning? It was crazy because I was just like, such and such, they fit the bill for the description you're asking for as far as a Man Up Award and a Voice Award. I was like, this is the person you want to, like, we were going through the whole blacklist. Lonzo Williams is a person that I referred to Ms. Patterson. Morgan Greenwood. Where are some of the other ones, Ms. Patterson? Mr. Mikey J.
Yes, we got Reuben Johnson. He's there in the L.A. area.
Reuben Johnson, yep, we added him. Mr. Ron Anthony out of Atlanta.
Yes,
another one that I referred over. Yeah, so and then she surprised me and told me that I'm also going to be a recipient. So I was like, oh, my God. This is my first broadcast award ever in the industry. So I'm super excited about that. Super excited.
And Pastor, what I love about, those that God, and even with our connection, is that, you know, we have to go beyond a show. This is not a show. You know, when you can grasp the vision and understand what this is all about, then everything can flow smoothly. But when you're just doing something, you know, per se as an event or to make money, then the whole concept is just gone. But when an individual can connect with you and connect with your vision, then that's God.
Exactly.
Well, that's when you can really shout nothing but God.
We've gotten on the road and drove down to L.A. together. We've been in the grunges together. We already been.
Oh, yes.
We didn't get in.
We had to get in the road. Hang with Queen G. I have to take a training course.
Right. It's something else, right? I was like, Ms. Patterson, no, this is the way you do it. Like, you know what I mean? It's training for all of us. Like, you kind of get in there, and God trains you on the job type of situation, you know?
Yes.
That's, we learned a lot by working together. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Pastor, remember when we first met and we started talking, and you were talking about that new season?
Yes.
You know, walk into the new, you know, and that's what I've been experiencing, you know.
Well,
since then, it's been all new.
Do you remember we crossed over together? You know, our ministry.
Well, first of all, we got ready for the trip.
We got prepared.
Yes.
Then we crossed over into the new season of 2017.
Yes.
It hasn't been the same. Everything has been new.
It has,
and what's new?
It
something
has.
Never, ever, ever done before.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And the Voice of Man Up Awards, it's new. It's never been done before. So it's making history. June 2nd will be history making. It will be a history making moment. And to be honest with you, I am overly excited. I'm humbly excited that God will allow me the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people, you know, from all across the world, and we come together for a common cause.
Yeah, this is going to be the beginning of relationships that will always be covenant with one. I can really feel that in this event.
Yes.
So everybody better get your cards stocked up. Let's get networking. Let's get connected. Let's really commit to not just this event, but all the other events that we have going on throughout the nation. that we can really reach the lost and unsaved. And that person out there that's still somebody telling them that they're no good. The brothers and the sisters out there that are being discarded with words and are being treated unfairly. We want to speak to them today that God has better for you when you give God better to him. It just works that way.
He does. And Pastor, can I please give a shout out? There's a young group of guys from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they have a band, and it's called Laz Riff, L-A-Z-Z-R-I-P-P. Connect with them on Facebook, Pastor. They're some awesome young men of God, and I applaud them because they refuse to be in the category of being, stigmatized. They're making a difference. And would you believe what they did? I invited them to come down to the show, and they wanted to be here so badly. They established a GoFundMe account, and they set a goal. They reached that goal, and on June 2nd, they will be playing live on stage for the Voice and Man Up Award.
Look at God.
Wow.
I applaud their faith.
I applaud their grind. They wanted to be here for this. They didn't let their circumstances dictate to them saying, well, you don't have the money to go, you can't afford to go. They reached out and God touched the heart of many men and women, and they blessed them to be able to pay for their trip to make it to Las Vegas. Isn't God awesome?
God is awesome. Yes, he is.
Awesome.
That's to be celebrated.
Awesome.
That's to be celebrated.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So we will have a live band playing for us at the Voice Awards.
I think you sent you sent me. I did send them. I sent them some information out. I'm looking forward to connecting.
Okay, good.
With them also.
Good.
I keep my band in my back pocket. they travel with me everywhere. So we good. We can plug in anytime.
That's good. But I'm excited about the networking, an opportunity. And I just believe, too, Pastor, that God is saying that there's been a changing of guard. There's been a changing of guard. Out with the old, in with the new. He's getting ready to bring forth some new Joshua. That we can carry out until Jesus returns.
Yes. Get ready.
It's time for the Joshua generation to arise and take our rightful place.
Oh, yeah, it's preparation time because he prepared a place for me. I need to be prepared for it when he comes.
That's it.
Well,
so
a lot of people are waiting to see judgment or get judged. No, I already know he's coming back, so why not be ready, prepared? The Bible says, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, if it's prepared for me, then I must prepare myself for the place that's
to
been prepared.
There.
I'm ready.
Get ready.
Look, we're not perfect. There's no perfection in this earthly realm. But I tell you, in a spiritual realm, you can reach for perfection that you're ready to go to that heavenly place. Oh, hallelujah. Don't start me preaching this morning.
And on June 2nd, that's what we're going to exemplify. It's perfection. Perfection.
Yes.
In our walk, in our talk, in our attitude, we're going to let the world see, hey, you know what? Oh, this can happen. This can happen. We want to exemplify the love and the peace and the harmony. I say this is June 2nd is going to be the first Voice family reunion, Shantae. It's going to be a Voice family reunion. We have family members coming from all over, from New York, from LA, from Atlanta, West Virginia. We got some young ladies that are flying in from West Virginia. I mean, people from all over, Pastor. So we're excited.
This is going to be a monumental event. Like when I tell you, I just feel the awesomeness of God and his hand is on this event. It's just going to be so amazing. Just even the caliber of people and the resumes, I'm gonna call them resumes that are attached to some of these recipients. My. I'm saying like old folks. My. It's going to be very, very epic for sure.
Sure. Go ahead, Ms. Sparkle.
Good morning, Queen. I just want to say
Sparkle.
I just want to say that
you know, I never truly understood divine order. And I'm trying my hardest not to get emotional right now. But just as I sit back and I listen to you guys speak, and I kind of, I've been in this reflection space for the last couple of days, and divine order is so different than fate. It's so different than than free will. It's so different. There's different levels to that. And divine order is, to me, when God steps in and he's the one that puts the pieces where he wants them to be for them to align up with the people that he wants it aligned up with. And you don't have a choice when it comes to divine order. And so I get it. I do. And a lot of times we have to fight our challenges and we have to fight a lot of things that divine order brings to the table, not understanding that after that fight is when you see the true blessing that he had in store through it all. And I commend and I look up to you women, to you, Pastor, you know, for you guys really allowing God to be the center of who you are, for his divine order to be falling in place like it is. Because there's such a bigger picture to this.
It is. It is.
Pastor's
bigger than, it's bigger than we can ever imagine.
Yes, especially when it comes.
This is Queen D speaking. I've been chosen and positioned in your life as a mentor and as a person of training in some areas. And this is, us coming together is definitely one of God's awesome surprises that you and I both never knew that, you know, would happen in our lives. And I believe that it's only beginning. Like you talked about earlier, your career is escalating to a new level. So the enemy fights extra hard, you know what I mean, when you're going about his purpose, his plan, and you're following the steps of God's voice. When that happens, you get hit extra hard. It's a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. And
that's
I just want you to continue to be encouraged through these stages of growing and learning in your personal life and in your business life. And I'm just thankful that God chose me in this position in your life as a mentor and to stand in the gap right now and pull us through. You understand? I'm so thankful that he chose me. And I just wanted you to know that.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
That was just
iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, when it starts to look like it's about us and not me, you can see growth. I just want to give you a little testimony. I have some dynamic young men on the ministry team, the covenant team. All of them have all of them have individual careers, and we all met together. They came out to California. Anyway, we put our minds together and say, you know what? Let's not look at what we have going on individually. Let's do something teamwork. And we developed a Christian rap group called 3 G's. That's Pyrex,
awesome.
I Am Justified, and 2 Crunk for Jesus. These brothers are already about to drop the album in less than a week's time of us coming together in union.
All right.
And now that's spreading awesome. This thing across the nation. That's the power of one. That's the power of agreement. That's why I linked up with you, a woman of God, is because, you know, it wasn't never about money. And that goes either way.
No,
it was about doing what God could, what we could do in our comfortable without pulling. You know, a lot of people always want to pull on people because of their resources or they're pulling or because of their gifts, but to just freely allow to say, what can you do to enrich? And I hear all of the other guests that have been on board, how we're coming together to really to enhance your vision. That's going to enhance our visions because it's about us.
And our
us means God. So I'm encouraged about all of this. This is dynamic.
Yes. Well, we thank God for the platform that you have made available for us this morning so that we can share. And I'm just going to tell you that I feel like Elizabeth felt when she came in contact with Mary. I'm all stirred up. I feel a leaping in my belly.
I feel a leaping up in my spirit.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
You
know,
you had said to me, you sent me a text. You say, Pastor, you be jamming. And you said, make me a CD. Well, you don't have to wait for a CD. We have a free, the keyword, F-R-E-E. We have a free Christian radio station. You can get that downloaded on your app through Google or through iTunes called the Now Radio 4, the number 4, you. And you can download that music. We got worship during the morning. We got contemporary Christian during the day. We got Christian rap from 4 to 9 at night. We got the word from 9 to midnight. And we got jazz from midnight to 4,
awesome.
4 to 11 worship. So, and that's free.
All right.
I'm going to make you a special CD for you. But I'm just saying to anybody out there,
you can
download that app right now. And it's also available on the website of the Now Radio for You. It's free. At all
good,
the time,
good.
And it will stay that way. As well as you said, this network, we're here. We pay for the top notch of everything we can get in this forum, but it's God telling us to provide a service that's free.
Yeah,
free to get on your phone,
that's
free
awesome.
To get on your internet, free to get on any way you can. And then now they're starting to block numbers with T-Mobile. Well, we went to our other sister site, and now we're doing a second. Call linked into this. Look at the work of God. I put two networks together, free conference call and Blog Talk Radio, that even if you can't get through on T-Mobile, you can call our secondary number, which is 319-527-2216. That's all for free. And that's what we're here to do,
that's
is to
awesome.
Provide
that's
a free
that's
service
right.
that if you got something you need to say, something that's important to the body of Christ, get in touch with me. We can get you on one of our broadcasts. We have a broadcast 7 days a week, Mondays, Let's Talk Jesus,
awesome.
Tuesday, Man Up the Movement, Wednesdays, Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E, Thursdays, Women Speak Now and Be Heard, Fridays, 52 Weeks of Love and What's the Word, Saturdays, Real Talk with Pastor E, and then Sundays, Exalting Jesus. That's every day, all day we have a broadcast. You want to get involved with that, get in touch with me on Facebook, send me a message, and I'll link up with you.
Well, you know you are the voice that speaks volumes, and I applaud you for taking the stand to man up and letting other brothers know that they do matter. And look, now that your girl is close to you, we got to link up. We got to do some things. I'm ready.
That's what I'm saying. Once we see all of us tangibly see each other and get that connection and get, you know, because you feel the anointing now. That's why I'm loving this building relationships without having to have prerequisites or as I said, resumes or bios. This is a spiritual connection.
Yes.
When we physically connect up, we're gonna be linked for life. So that's my favorite word today. I am excited.
I am. And I'm going to say, like Paul said, I'll let nothing. I'm fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded, and I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. But I want everybody to know that we would love to see you guys June 2nd. Come out and meet Pastor E, meet Shantae, meet Anthony, meet Alonzo. Meet Sparkle, meet so many of the other ones, Mikey J. We got Richard Steele, the retired boxer and former referee. I'm telling you, it will be a night that you will never forget. June 2nd at the Texas Station, 5 o'clock p.m. You can purchase a ticket through Ticketmaster, 800-745-3000. They're sold under The Voice Speaks Volume. Or you can hit me up today and you can get your VIP ticket, and you can sit right on the same row with Pastor E or some of these other awesome recipients. Call me 850-496-6543. And I got to send a shout out to our sponsor, PC's Rib Crib over there on South Durango. You ever in the Las Vegas, Pastor, you got to check them out when you come to Vegas. It's TC Rib Crib over on South Durango. I mean, some finger-licking good barbecue. Huh. And we'll be there today from 5 to 10 p.m. with a live broadcast. So, hey, if you're in the city, check us out. 5 to 10 p.m., Eric DJ Fizz, he's going to be on the turntable, and it's just going to be an awesome time. So we look to see you.
Amen. Amen. Now, before we close, I want to give everybody online an opportunity to share your information again. Let's not wait to get to Vegas to connect. Let's get linked up on Facebook, on Instagram. Let's share each other's stuff. Let's get this event shared that we can really get some people. Now, I'm telling you, I'm from L.A. I'm calling out because a lot of people have moved from L.A. to Vegas. I'm calling all my homies from Compton, Long Beach, Linwood, LA that live in Vegas. I know you hear me. I can see some of you, see some of you online this morning. I want to see you. That's our reunion. All my California people, meet me at the Texas station. Let me get that name right. I don't want to say it wrong. Meet me at the Texas station, Dallas Ballroom, 2101 Texas Star Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada. That's on June 2nd. 4 p.m. is the red carpet. 5 p.m. the ceremony starts. And believe me, we start on time so we can end on time.
Yes, we do.
I want to give everybody else an opportunity to say your closing. Give us your closing remarks and your information on how to get in touch with you or how to get linked up with you. Anthony.
Okay, Grace. Anthony Kinney-Brew, really, Sir Anthony Kinney-Brew, I'm the production stage manager. You can reach me at superstagemanagerkinneybrew@gmail.com. Or if you want to reach me directly, you can reach me at 323-500-9955. And I look forward to anybody calling me to want to work with me to give you my expertise because the Holy Spirit is working through me 24/7. Amen.
Amen. Queen G.
She may have hung up. So we're Sparkle. You there, Sparkle?
Yes, I'm here.
Anything you'd like to close out with today?
Your info again.
Okay, well, I'm Sparkle. I'm a spoken word artist, radio personality, motivational speaker, and I'm so super excited about June 2nd. You can follow me at Sparkle, S-P-A-R-K-L-E, S-B-F-U-G Project on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram at My Shine, My Grind. Once again, it's My Shine, My Grind. And thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm truly grateful, and I look forward to Friday. And remember, as long as you're shining, you're grinding. As long as you're grinding, you're shining.
Oh, go ahead.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Queen G, I still see Queen G's number on the board. If she can hear me, if you would like any closing remarks you'd like to share. Okay, she may have stepped away. I do have one last announcement for one of our Covenant musicians. He's a part of the Now Network Radio for You. His name is Mark Felton, Mark Allen Felton. He's going to be performing this Wednesday at the Rose in Pasadena. That's Funk Jazz Wednesdays with Mark Allen Felton at the Rose. You can get tickets through me, $20. I'll be there. That's the night before I'm leaving to head to Vegas. You guys come on out and celebrate Mark Allen Felton. The boy can blow. He can blow that saxophone, I'm telling you. Also, you can check him out Sunday nights at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live. It's an hour with Mark Allen Felton. Join us for that broadcast then. Other than that, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us today. You know you're loved. You know you're honored. You know you're appreciated. But the most important thing you have to know, you are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you different. And step up to the call that God has called you to. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
All right, we love you, Pastor. See you soon.
He's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
We right.
Yes.
Oh, it's time. God bless you guys.
It's time.
God bless you.
All right.
You.
Love you. See you
now.
Soon.
It's time now. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.